The word is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 9. But Saul and the army spared Agag, and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak they totally destroyed. To obey is better than sacrifice. Saul almost obeyed to God's command, but he failed to destroy everything as God instructed. For us, we should be able to take pride in us as we see ourselves keeping the absolute faith. We should willingly keep the absolute standard before God. However, inside of the King of Israel, this absoluteness has disappeared. Without the absolute standard in life, life will fall into confusion. The relationship that Adam and God had was the absolute relationship of love. In this relationship, there was a command, that is not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam had absoluteness toward this command, a realm where reasoning cannot reach. However, when this absoluteness became relative, confusion entered Adam, and he hid behind a tree with a shameful and guilty feeling. He had lost the absoluteness that he had to keep in the world of Eden. And Saul began to make the words of God relative. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24, it says, Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the man, so I gave in to them. Saul, he violated the Lord's command and Samuel's instructions because he was afraid of men and paid more attention to what they say. Faith is not about public opinion. When Jesus was crucified, there was no one with him. But Jesus, he only relied on God even when everyone else turned their back against him. When the Lord's command became relative, evil spirit came to Saul and tormented him, and he fell into confusion. Music and playing the lyre can ease the pain of torment, but what is the fundamental cure? It is to recover the absoluteness. What would be the absoluteness that we don't want to compromise in our faith? It could be cutie, or giving tithe, keeping the Sunday service, or the set time prayer. We should have something absolute that we should keep no matter what may come. And we should not try to make it relative with our calculation or reasoning. Of course, we may unintentionally fail to keep it because we do make mistakes, but the absoluteness should not crumble in our hearts. If there is centripetal force that builds up the inner strength, there is also centrifugal force that enables one to expand. When the absoluteness in one's faith disappears, the centripetal force becomes weak and the person will eventually crumble. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, it says, What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? In other words, it means you have done many things for God's kingdom, but if you stumble, what good will it be? There is a book titled, Pray as You Become Busier. This means the busier you become, the greater centrifugal force you need to build up for expansion. People of the world may think that those who live with absoluteness are of foolish. When people are smart, they criticize the conservative faith. But the wise ones stick to the conservative faith, and they do whatever it takes to hold on to that. There is one theologian who speaks about liberal theology, but he is very conservative by the way he keeps his Sabbath. Man, who is created by God, is designed to live with absoluteness, and without it, he is meant to suffer from torment and confusion. God can be relieved when he sees those with absolute faith because they will always come to God in the midst of difficulties. Then God will comfort and help them to dream once again and pour out the Holy Spirit. Hope you can set up this absolute faith and write a history of expansion in your ministry. Let us pray. Dear Lord, with great love, we give thanks to you. May we have this absolute faith before you and rejoice under your grace, not torment nor confusion. We thank you. We pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ.